Play ball!
Burnham Cubs baseball is on the air. The Cubs game against Port Neche Groves is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coach's Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphics, Citizens State Bank, Flynn College, HEB in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walter Construction, Apple Forge, Tillman Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Kendra Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schroeder Woodman Life, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schroeder Contracting, Bluebell Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Payne Warehouse, John Breenwood State Farm, Cody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tegeler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center. We'll be right back with your hosts, Tommy Lagan and Steven Drain, after these words from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And it's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, welcome to Brenham Playoff Baseball Action as we're live here at Reckling Park, Rice University, for game number one between the Brenham Cubs and the Port Neches Grove Indians. Teams are out on the field getting ready for play, and they're getting warmed up, ready for some action. Beautiful night for baseball down here. We're in downtown Houston, and we'll be back with more of the Brenham Cubs pregame.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish you never.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made.
are original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
University as we get ready for some Brenham Cub playoff action. Round two for the Cubs. The Cubs come in tonight victorious in their first series. Played Dayton over in College Station. Had to go three games to take that series, but the Cubs survived in a eight-inning overtime extra innings victory on Saturday to get us here to this point. Port Neches Grove comes in after defeating Santa Fe in their first round of playoff action. So as we get set here tonight, we're going to see probably a pretty good pitching matchup between both teams as we get prepared for all the action for you. And we'll have everything live for you here from Rice University as we get set for this area round playoff game. So it's going to be, we were talking with Coach Wheaton earlier before the game. He expects a lot of bunting action from Port Neches Grove tonight, as he's seen the scouting report on them, and they look like they're a team that's going to put the ball in play quite a bit, and we're able to see a batting practice from Port Neches Grove. Looks like they hit a lot of line drives, so look forward to a good game. Luke Harding's going to be on the mound for the Cubs, so hopefully he can limit the base runners to a minimum, and after we get everything set here, we'll be ready for some action, but right now we'll send it back for a few words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, we're back here for more pregame action here at, from Rice as we get ready for some playoff action between the Cubs and the Fort Natchez Grove Indians. And as we step back in here, Tommy's grabbing some lineups and stuff, trying to get everything going for y'all tonight. Tommy, what do you think about it?
I tell you what, couldn't be a better place to have a baseball game this evening. I think the fans and all of us are going to be in for a very interesting evening.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good evening. Crowd starting to trickle in down here for both teams. A good crowd out here so far for Brenham and Fort Natchez Grove, and it's got a lot of purple sitting over there in Austin.
No doubt about it. A lot of green, a lot of purple. And again, this is another one of those rivalries.
Another one of those rivalry games that we got going on. Both programs' historic history go back a long ways. Remember Fort Natchez Grove playing the Cubs in a playoff game a couple of years back when down in Crosby, I believe, is where they ended up playing that game. Had a hard-fought game down there a couple of years ago. So going to be a really good game tonight for everybody.
No doubt about it. Get ready for it. We're all in for a great evening.
Well, we're in for a great evening. What we'll do is we'll send it back, and we'll be back with the starting lineup after these words from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, and welcome back as we work through a little bit of technical difficulties on our end, but we'll come back to you with the starting lineups real quick for tonight. So we'll start with the Fort Nature's Grove Indians. Leading off, playing second base, is going to be Dylan Brown. Batting second and playing shortstop will be Mason West. Batting third, playing left field, will be Parker Ross. Batting fourth and pitching will be Eli Curtis. Batting fifth, playing right field, will be Casey Burnham. Batting sixth, playing first base, will be Cooper Benoit. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Lawson Gary, will be batting for Luke Williams. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Logan Estevado. And then batting ninth for the Indians will be Jude Gehlke, center fielder. And now for your Brenham Cubs, leading off will be number four, center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. Batting second, number eight, third baseman Owen Finke. Batting third, the designated hitter Drake Binky. And he'll be batting for number 10, Caleb Maurer, who will be out in right field. Batting fourth, pitcher Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, catcher Brody Tucker. Batting sixth, second baseman Landry Mendoza. Batting seventh will be first baseman Braden Steele. And batting eighth will be number seven, shortstop Hudson Hartsback. And batting ninth will be left fielder Brooks Rosnowski. So there's the starting lineup for both teams. And with that starting lineup, we'll send it back to the studio for our word from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
And welcome back to Reckling Park here at Rice University as we continue with our pregame. And our starting lineup was brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So starting lineups are set. We're getting ready for game time here. We're probably about, we're about 10 minutes or so away from game time. And as the Cubs are out in left field right now, they'll be in the third base dugout today. Fort Nature's Grove Indians over in the first base dugout. Looks like the Cubs are going to be the home team to start us off today, as the Indians will be the visiting team. Umpires are making their way out to the field at this time as we get ready for some action here. And we'll be all set here shortly, but it's going to be a good night for baseball. The winds are kind of blowing in a little bit. So a big park here. I don't think we're going to see too many home runs tonight. If they're going to hit one, they're going to have to really get a hold of it. The field's a very large park here at Rice. And so what we'll do is we'll take one more break, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Gather in Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gather in Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather in Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big time shout out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
The Brenham Cub baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
And welcome back as we get set for baseball playoff action tonight. And we'll go into our weather update. This game time weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So tonight's weather, about 70 degrees outside. A little overcast skies down here in Houston, and the wind blowing 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the south-southeast, blowing directly in from left field tonight. Going to be a good night for baseball. Don't think there's any chance of rain tonight. They're talking about maybe rain tomorrow, but we'll see. So that's your game time weather update. And as the PA addresser announces all the players, we'll send it back real quick for a And this should end our pregame show for today, so we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure. Why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Conjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your four specialists. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
That completes our national anthem, and we'll have first pitch for you here shortly, and we'll send it back to the studios for a quick word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
Step up to the plate and keep unwanted pests off your field with TNA Pest Control. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, they deliver reliable pest management solutions tailored to your home's unique needs. Using trusted brand name products, their team swings for quality and consistency every time. Take the first base toward a pest-free home by calling TNA Pest Control for a free quote. Protect your home and enjoy a safe, comfortable living space. Call 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
It's playoff season and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores. Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Hey,
All right, welcome back. We're here at Reckling Park, home of the Rice Owls, as we get set for game time action as Luke Hardy's on the mound for the Cubs. So hopefully everything will work out okay for us tonight. We're going to be doing this a little bit different, got a little different action for us here today. So we'll try and talk as loud as we can so y'all can hear us and everything, and we'll be good to go as Brody Tucker throws it down to second base, and we are set for some playoff Brenham Cub baseball action. So leading it off for the Indians is going to be second baseman Dylan Brown. He's going to step in from the left-hand side of the plate as we get set to go here.
I talk too loud. Let me know.
Yeah, so we're in a nice press box over here. We've got a nice little location they got for us, and the first pitch from Luke Hardy is in there. Going to be inside for a ball. So ball one to Luke Hardy. So Luke Hardy with his 1-0 pitch is going to be swung on. This will be hit out the right field. Maurer unable to make the catch on that. Going to play it in front of him. So leadoff single for Port Neches Grove is going to put a runner on first base. Going to bring up shortstop Mason West for the Indians.
Didn't take that long.
Didn't take long. Two pitches in. A single there for Dylan Brown to lead it off for the Port Neches Grove Indians. So tipping in Mason West, shortstop. So Hardy's going to check on the runner over at first base. Going to throw over, not in time as he dives back in safely. So Finke expecting a bunt over at third base. He's playing up about 5 feet in front of the bag. So first pitch, runner's on the move. Throw down by Tucker is going to be in time for the out. So excellent throw by Brody Tucker. Erases the leadoff runner at first base for out number one. Mason West took the pitch in there for a strike. So 0-1 count on West. Now one out for the Cubs. Excellent throw by Brody Tucker down there.
No doubt about it. Brody Tucker was right on the money. And also thanks to Mason West, did nothing to protect the runner at all.
The 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there for a strike. So quickly 0-2 now. Hardy put that fastball right on the outside part of the plate. That 0-2 pitch now is on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Tucker will complete the out at first base. So two quick outs now for the Cubs in the inning. Going to bring up the bat left fielder Parker Ross. So Ross will step in. He's going to bat from the right-hand side. So first right-handed batter that Hardy will face tonight. So Hardy with two quick outs here in the top half of the first inning. We're just underway here at Rice, and the first pitch is swung on and missed there. So Luke Hardy pounding the strike zone to start it out tonight for the Cubs.
Luke started him off with curveball on that first pitch.
So 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken for strike two. So Hardy ahead, no balls and two strikes. Two outs in the inning, no score. We're just underway here, top half of the first inning. So Hardy's 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed at the curveball for strike three. Brody Tucker completes the play at first, and no runs for the Indians. Cubs coming to bat, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
All aboard!
And we're back here at Reckling Park here at Rice University. Cubs coming up to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. Luke Hardy, excellent job in the top part of the inning. Gave up a leadoff single, but Brody Tucker raked him on the very next pitch with a put out at second base on the attempted steal. So Cubs coming up to bat, leading it off for the Cubs is going to be center fielder number 4, Ethan Auschenbeck. He'll be followed by Owen Finke and Drake Binky, your top 3 batters for the Cubs as we get underway here in the bottom half of the first inning. Tommy, quick top half.
Quick top half of the inning there. Got a little bit concerned when the leadoff hitter gets a single, but it looked as though they were going to be running on first pitch, and Brody Tucker makes a perfect throw to second base. Wasn't even a contact.
So first pitch swinging is Auschenbeck. He's going to hit a fly ball out to left fielder. Left fielder's giving chase. Shortstop's coming in. Left fielder will take it for the put out. So fly out to left field for Auschenbeck on the first pitch of the bottom half of the first inning. Going to bring up the bat third baseman number 8, Owen Finke. Finke had an excellent series in that first playoff series with the Dayton Broncos over in College Station.
So Finke, no doubt about it. One of those dream weekends.
Yeah, Finke kind of the catalyst in the lineup that weekend. First pitch coming to Owen Finke is going to be up high for a ball. So he takes the first pitch for ball 1 up and in. So Curtis on the mound for the PNG Indians. That 1-0 pitch is swung on. This is going to be hit out to center field for a base hit. So Owen Finke with a line drive single out to center field. Be the first base runner for the Cubs tonight as he'll be over at first base. Going to bring up to bat number 22 designated hitter Drake Binky.
Owen picking up right where he left off.
Picked up right where he left off from the first playoff series. So brings up Drake Binky. Owen Finke over at first base now. One out in the inning. There's no score. We're underway. Bottom half of the first. Curtis is going to go from the stretch, check on the runner, and the pitch coming to Binky's going to get by the catcher. Binky's going to advance up to second base. So Owen Finke pulls up in the scoring position for Drake Binky as the first pitch to him is down low and catcher unable to hold on to it.
So a great opportunity here for the Cubs to get on the board first.
A big early opportunity here for the Cubs. And the umpire's going to call a balk on the pitcher. So that'll move Finke over to third base on the balk call.
Makes it even better yet.
Makes it even better for the Cubs with the runner at third base and one out. So we saw a balk call in that first series a couple times.
Yes, you did.
So Curtis will come set and a 1-0 to Binky is going to be swung on and fouled over to the PNG dugout. Evens up the count, 1-1. So Finke's over at third base. Catcher's going to call time. He's going to go out and talk to his pitcher a little bit, try and settle him down. Cubs trying to get the on the board first, get the early lead. Finke's over there 90 feet away. Finke looking to drive something into the outfield, try and get this run in. So mound visit over. We'll reset everything here. We'll be ready for action. So Curtis back up on the rubber. Here comes Seth. 1-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be get away from the catcher. This is going to be a close play at the plate. Throw, not in time. Finke scores. So Owen Finke scores the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So Owen Finke with the first run of the game for the Cubs. Finke swings at the 2-1 pitch, and he'll foul it off his leg. Even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes, but the Cubs on the board first. Early 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Still only one out. 2-2 pitch is swung on. This is hit at deep out to left field. Left fielder's going to drift back. He'll make the catch about 2 steps from the warning track for out number 2 as Finke flies out to left field. Going to bring up to bat number 19 pitcher Luke Hardy. So, Tommy, the Cubs on the board first.
I tell you what, that's exactly what the Cubs needed to do, is get on the board first. Get Nolan up, then the pass ball. Things are falling right into place right now.
So, first pitch on its way to Hardy is going to be taken outside for ball one. So, the Cubs look like they've come to play tonight.
No doubt about that.
Next pitch is swung on by Hardy, and this will be a hard foul ball down the left field line. Foul.
Cubs doing an excellent job of not letting the pitcher get set in his own.
So pitcher's ready to go, and well, time has had to chase the ball down a little bit there and out in left field. So Hardy will step back in. He's got a 1-1 count. 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken for ball two. So 2 balls and 1 strike on Luke Hardy. So Curtis with the 2-1 pitch on its way to Hardy is going to be up high for ball three. So 3 balls and 1 strike now. So Hardy with a good pitch to hit here, you would think. And that 3-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and hit foul. Line drive down the left field line.
As the late, great sports doc would say, dead red. And moved just a little bit out in front.
Just a little bit out in front. Put good wood on that ball. Got it. Line drive down the left field line. Just foul. He takes the count out to 3-2. 3-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is popped up behind the plate. Catcher's looking at it. Throws the mask. And drops the ball, comes off his glove, had it in his glove, comes off his glove. So Hardy with new life here. So that ball about 10 feet behind home plate. Catcher unable to come up with it. So Hardy will come back, get set back in the batter's box.
Okay, that really is a tough play for that catcher going back. But I really feel that the wind had just a little bit to do.
So 3-2 on its way. This is going to be inside for ball four. So Hardy will go down to first base on a walk. Be the second base runner of the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up the bat catcher Brody Tucker. We're going to get a courtesy runner over there at first base for pitcher Luke Hardy.
A blue Sonega.
And Blue Sonego come on to pinch run for Luke Hardy.
Blue Sonego in the box. Catcher number 3, Brody Tucker.
So Tucker will step in. 2 outs. Runner at first base. Cubs on top. 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. So Curtis is going to check on Sonego over at first. Not a very big lead by Sonego. Pitch on its way to Brody Tucker is taken for strike one. Mega over at first. Courtesy running for Luke Hardy, who drew a walk. And they'll throw over and check on Mega at first. Throw not in time.
other than Auchinbeck swinging at the first pitch, that was the first leadoff strike on any hitter on the pitcher this evening.
The 0-1 pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Snap throw down to first, second on Senega, not in time as he dives back in there. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike on Tucker. So Curtis on the mound for PNG. 1-1 pitch is going to be swung on and missed by Tucker for strike two. Takes the count out to one ball, two strikes. So Senega gets his lead over at first. Curtis comes set, checks on him, 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung and missed by Brody Tucker for strike three, but the Cubs score one. And your score after one inning of play, it's Brenham 1, PNG 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And welcome back to Rice University Brenham Cup playoff action. Cubs on top, 1-0 after one inning of play. Tommy, everything going well for the Cubs so far?
So far, just that's the start. What you want to do is you want to get on the board first, exactly what the Cubs do.
Yeah, Cubs get on the board on a single by Owen Finke, and then take second base on a pass ball, a ball call, he's at third base, and another pass ball, he's home. So Cubs taking advantage of some early miscues there by PNG. So we talked about this a little bit earlier with Coach. If we can limit the miscues on our part, make them put the pressure on them to make some mistakes, it's going to be a good night for the Cubs. So far, so good after one inning. As we get set here for the first batter of the second inning, it's going to be pitcher Eli Curtis.
Third baseman, number three, Eli Curtis.
And then it's the pitcher. Oh, third baseman, Eli Curtis. My bad. And first pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike one. So Luke Hardy ahead 0-1. Next pitch in there to Curtis is going to be up high for a ball. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So 1-1. Leadoff batter here, top of the second inning. That 1-1 pitch is going to be a little nubber. It's going to go foul just off to the right side of the plate. Picked up there by Brody Tucker. Keep it foul. So quickly 1-2 on Eli Curtis. So Curtis will come back. He'll get set. Down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Hardy brings the 1-2 pitch. Going to be swung on, line drive foul down the right field side. Out of play. So quickly, 1-2. Hardy stays ahead. been working ahead on most of the batters tonight for P&G.
So Hardy's 1-2 pitch is going to be swung on. This is hit down to Finke at third.
He goes to one knee. Up with it. Throw on the first base for the out. So nice play by Owen Finke over at third base. Ball hit down the line. Slides on one knee. Makes the grab. Pops up. Throws on over to first for out number one in the inning. But I'm going to bring up the bat right fielder, Casey Burnham. One out in the inning for the Cubs.
Just thrown over there by Owen Finke on that backhand stab down at third.
So first pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside for ball one. Burnham, a tall left-handed batter.
The big boss has just arrived at the game. Athletic director Danny Young.
And that pitch is swung on and nubbed right at the plate. So Burnham out in front of that pitch, just catches it off the end of the bat. Foul ball right there at the plate. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. A 1-1 count, one out in the inning. Hardy's 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be inside for a ball. Take the count out to two balls and one strike. So Burnham will step out, adjust the batting glove, step back in. 2-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
That will be a big key this evening if that breaking pitch is working for Luke. He's going to get those hitters are going to have a hard time settling in.
So the 2-2 pitch from Hardy is on its way. This will be outside for ball three. So 3-2 count now on right fielder Casey Burnham for the P&G Indians. Underway here, top half of the second inning. Cubs leading it 1-0. So Hardy's 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on, hit down to first base. Steele has it. Steps on the bag for out number two. So two outs now in the inning. Going to bring up the bat for the Indians. First baseman Cooper Benoit. So Benoit step in from the right side of the plate. Two outs in the inning. Hardy's first pitch to Benoit is going to be in there for strike one. Nice fastball outside part of the plate. So Hardy appears to be in a pretty good groove so far. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be swung on down to Finke at third. This time he can't get it. A diving stop is going to be off the short wall in left field. Rosnowski will pick it up, throw in the second base as Benoit slides in for a double. So two-out double for Benoit. Going to bring up the bat designated hitter, Lawson Gary.
Designated hitter, number 16, Lawson Gary.
So the Indians have a runner out at second base, two outs.
One thing I like about this evening, no hesitation on calling balls and strikes by the umpire.
No, we pretty well know what it is when he's got it in there. So first pitch coming to, it's going to be up and out for a ball, snagged by Tucker to keep it right here at the plate. So Lawson Gary with the one ball, no strike count. Runner at second base, two outs in the inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. We're in the top half of the second inning. So Hardy's going to come set. He'll check on the runner out at second. Pitch is on his way. That's going to be fouled back behind us. Off the top of the press box for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So 1-1 count, two outs in the inning. Runner at second base. Hardy's got a sign from Tucker. A 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to hit him.
Ow.
So Gary gets hit right in the knee.
Ow.
On the fastball. And I would say, Tommy, he's trotting down the first base, but he's walking gingerly
he's
down.
He's walking very gingerly. Well, here we go again. Another ball game with a hit that one.
Yeah, so
Hit batter there by Hardy. Going to bring up the bat for the Indians catcher, Logan Acevedo. So everybody's ready, set to go. Gary's okay over there at first base. So Acevedo steps in from the right-hand side. Two runners on now. Runners first and second, two outs. First pitch is on its way from Hardy. This is going to be swung on, hit out to right field, and Maurer makes the catch. So for the Indians, there were no runs. Cubs coming back up to bat in the bottom of the second. Your score, 1-0 Cubs, and we'll be back after word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Gather in Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gather in Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community. Sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather in Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
All right, welcome back here to Reckling Park Rice University. Brenham Cubs lead it 1-0 as they come to bat here in the bottom half of the second inning. Leading it off for the Cubs is second baseman Landry Mendoza, and he'll take the first pitch down low for a ball. So Mendoza steps in, batting from the right side. Pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So, Tommy, they have a very nice press box they have us in here. We're just tucked away, just a little bit further away from the field than what we're used to sometimes, but not bad.
A little bit, but, you know, it's okay.
1-1 pitch to Mendoza is going to be inside for ball two. So two balls and one strike now on Landry Mendoza. First batter for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the second inning.
The one thing I can say, they treated us like royalty.
Yes, they did. Next pitch is swung on by Mendoza. This will be fouled over to Coach Spivey in the third base. Coach's box, he makes the snag over there and tosses it back into the dugout.
Nice play, Coach.
So that'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes as Mendoza leads it off here for the Cubs in the bottom half of the second inning. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is going to be hit out to left field, and it's going to fall in there for a single. So Landry Mendoza with a leadoff single out to left field. Going to start it off for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the second inning. Going to bring up first baseman Braden Steele. So Cubs got something cooking again here in the second. Got a leadoff hitter on.
First baseman, number 12, Braden Steele.
And Coach Spivey giving the signs over there at third base. Mendoza's got his lead at first. First pitch on its way to Steele is going to be in there for strike one. So first pitch fastball there to Braden Steele, taken for strike one. Pitcher comes set. Delivery going to be swung on and flared down the right side. Foul out of play. So Steele down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Landry Mendoza over at first base. We're batting in the bottom half of the second inning. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. So Mendoza gets his lead over there. 0-2 pitch on its way, taken up high for ball one. So one ball, two strike count now on Braden Steele. Pitcher Luke Williams on the mound for the Indians. And that 1-2 pitch is going to be up and away for ball two. So evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Pitcher comes set, checks his runner. 2-2's on its way. This is swung on. This is a fly ball behind third base. Third baseman giving chase. Shortstop coming over. Left fielder. And nobody's going to make the play as it falls in between all three. So it's a miscommunication out there. Kind of shallow left field, Tommy, right along the line back behind third base. And nobody makes the play.
I've got a great story about that going back into my playing days. Huge mistake by the left fielder. He's coming in for the ball. He needed to call off both the shortstop and third baseman.
So pitcher's going to throw over to first base. Mendoza back in there safely. So, yeah, kind of a big miscue there by the Fort Nature's Grove Indians there on a miscommunication. Gives Braden Steele extra life here at the plate. And the next pitch is going to be an off-speed pitch taken inside for ball three. So Steele once down in the count, 0-2's worked it back to 3-2. So 3-2 count on Steele. Mendoza over at first base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and this is going to be swung on. It's going to be a pop-up over to first. Steele's got to get back. He was on the move. Caught by the second baseman just behind the bag, and Steele slides. Mendoza slides back into first base safely on the throw over there. So fly out to shallow right field caught by the second baseman for out number one. Going to bring up the bat shortstop, number seven, Hudson Hartstack.
Nice play there by the second baseman. Ran a long way for that ball and makes the catch.
Second baseman had a lot of ground to cover. He was breaking over there to cover second base and had to retreat. And Mendoza, same thing, and it was a foot race back, and Mendoza wins on that one. So first pitch, the Hartstack is taken up for ball one. So Hartstack sits in with runner at first base, one out. One ball, no strike count. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be down and out for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Close pitch there. So Hartstack filling in for the injured Dalton Hart. So 2-0 to pitch is on its way to Hartstack. That's going to be in there for strike one. So two balls and one strike now on Hudson Hartstack.
Everyone out there, have your well wishes to Dalton Hart. He will be having knee surgery next Wednesday.
So, pitcher comes set. 2-1 pitch to Hartstack. He's in there for strike two. So, count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. One out. Landry Mendoza over at first base. Williams comes set, 2-2's on his way, runner on the move, swung on. This is foul down the right field line. Right fielder giving chase, and it's going to be out of play. So Mendoza on the move on the 2-2 pitch there, fouled off by Hartstack down the right field line.
Apparently adult area. Is that a good way to say that?
Yeah, the roost, I believe, is what they call it.
Yeah, it's called the roost.
So pitcher set, 2-2 pitch on its way. Mendoza on the move. This is going to hit Hartstack right square in the numbers. And Hartstack will trot on down to first base. Mendoza will move up to second base. So runners at first and second for the Cubs. Down one out. Brings up left fielder Brooks Rosnowski.
Number 15, Brooks
Rosnowski. So Rosnowski will step in with runners at first and second. One out. First at bat of the night for Rusnowski. First pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for strike one. Fastball right down the middle. So runners will get their lead. Williams comes set. 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for strike two. So quickly, 0-2 on Rusnowski. So Brooks needs a battle here. Runner in scoring position with one out. And they'll tip off and fake the throw over to second base as Mendoza's back in there. Runners at first and second. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. 0-2 pitch on its way, taken just off the outside corner for ball one.
Good idea by Brooks. Feels quite sure Williams is trying to get him to go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
Trying to get him to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Now Rusnowski will call time as he steps out. Steps out, readjusts, back in the box. Williams comes set. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Rusnowski for strike three. That'll be the second out in the inning for the Cubs. Takes us back up to the top half of the lineup. Takes us up to Ethan Auchinbeck. So Auchinbeck, his first time up, hit a fly out to left field. Swinging on the first pitch. So he'll step in here with runners at first and second and two outs.
Big brother in the stands this evening. Evan had arm surgery here a couple of weeks ago.
The first pitch to Auchinbeck is swung on and missed. Little off-speed pitch there by Williams. Had Ethan out in front of that one. So no ball, one strike count, two outs, runners at first and second. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and popped it. Stetcher giving chase over to the first base dugout, and this will end up in the stands just behind the dugout. So it takes the count out to no balls and two strikes.
Hey, what, halfway down both foul lines, a little bit of real estate.
Got a lot of room on each foul line, a lot of room behind home plate. So Auchinbeck will step back in. Got an 0-2 count. There's two outs and in. Runners at first and second. The 0-2 is on its way. This is going to be up high for a ball. So one ball, two strikes down now to Ethan Auchinbeck.
That's not hang that curveball too high.
Nope. Tried to get him with a curveball, left it up. So 1-2 now to Auchinbeck. This is swung on, hit down the third. Third baseman's going to come up with it. He'll throw over to first base for the third out. So for the Cubs, there were no runs in that inning, and your score at the end of two innings of play, it's Brenham 1, the Indians 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back. We're here at Reckling Park at Bryce University as we start playing the top half of the third inning. The Brenham Cubs on top, 1-0, and leading it off for the PNG Indians is going to be the number 9 hitter, Jude Gilkey, the center fielder, and he squares around a bunt at the first pitch and goes around and misses for strike one. So quickly, no ball, one strike count. Luke Hardy on the mound for the Cubs. 0-1 pitch on its way from Hardy. It's going to be inside for ball one. Even the count at one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike count. Just underway, top half of the third inning. 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there for a ball. A little close there. Umpire did not give the call.
A little bit of noise from the Brenham faithfuls.
Yeah. Tucker kind of asking where that pitch was right there and did not get the call on that. The next pitch, however, is in there for a strike. So he evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch on its way from Hardy is going to be down low for ball three.
Only my feelings here. You need to get this guy. The way I look at this, I feel this is number two.
So this pitch is swung on for a single out into left field. Right in between third and shortstop on the ground ball, single out to left field. So leadoff hitter on for PNG here as we start the top half of the third inning. Going to take us back to the top of the lineup to second baseman Dylan Brown. So Brown hit first time up, led off with a single, was a race on a caught ceiling by catcher Brody Tucker. So Finke's up down the third baseline expecting a bunt. So Hardy's going to come set, check on his runner. He's going to throw over to first base, not in time on the throw over. So nobody out, leadoff batter on for PNG here in the top half of the third inning. So Hardy steps off. He'll reset. And pitches on his way. He's going to be swung on and fouled out of play down the left side. So Hardy a hit here. No balls and one strike. Runner over at first. Reached on a single. Lead off the top half of the third. Runner's on the move. This is swung on and fouled back. Out of play, so we'll reset the runner over at first. So 0-2 now on Dylan Brown. Runner over at first is Jude Gilkey, reached on a single. So 0-2 pitch from Hardy's on its way. Swung on. This is going to be fielded by Braden Steele. He goes to second for one. Back to first, not in time on the pitch recovering. But good play there by Braden Steele. Fields it, throws over to Hudson Hartsack at covering second base from short for out number one.
Good job there by Braden getting that lead runner.
So Brown reaches on the fielder's choice. He's over at first base. Going to bring up the bat shortstop Mason West. West, a left-handed batter. Brown over at first base now. Hardy's going to come set. He'll check on the runner over there. First pitch on his way. This is swung on and fouled over to the PNG dugout for strike one. So no ball, one strike count. Runner over at first, one out. Top half of the third inning. So
And the 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be just outside for ball one. So evens up the count at 1-1.
Good job by Luke again, moving his pitches around corner to corner.
Already working in and out. Runners on the move. Tucker's throw down is going to be not in time. It's going to get in the center field, but center fielder Auchinbeck right there to back up the throw. So stolen base for Dylan Brown. And he'll move up to second base with one out.
I don't think he would have had him if the throw would have been there.
No.
A lot better jump by Brown on that field.
Yeah, Brown had a good jump on that pitch. Tucker's throw a little bit over to the shortstop side, unable to make the out. Count goes to 2-1 on Mason West. So Hardy will come set. 2-1 pitch is swung on. This is going to be down to Braden Steele at first base. He's up with it. He'll go sip on the base for out number two. So out number two, moving up on that play is Dylan Brown over to third base. Going to bring up left fielder Parker Ross. So Ross, his first time out, up a strikeout victim back in the first inning. So runner over at third base now with two outs in the inning. We're in the top half of the third inning. Cubs on top, 1-0. Pitch is on his way. Curveball swung on and missed for strike one. So Ross way out in front of that pitch. So Hardy works out of the windup, pitches on his way, going to be outside, just outside for a ball. Tommy looked pretty good from up here.
Not a bad looking pitch.
Yeah, not a bad pitch at all. So evens up the count, 1-1. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for ball two. So 2-1 now. Two outs in the inning, runner over at third base. Hardy's 2-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and hits foul down the third base side. So evens up the count at 2-2. Two outs. Top half of the third inning, Cubs on top, 1-0. So Hardy's 2-2 pitch. Going to be, called a ball by the umpire, but you couldn't hear the reaction from the Brenham crowd there. That pitch was pretty good right there on the inside part of the plate. So runs the count out to 3-2.
Blue's only defense is real long way from it.
And next pitch is going to hit him. So I guess if you're going to walk him, you might as well hit him. So that's going to put runners on the corner. Brings up the bat, third baseman Eli Curtis. So Coach Wheaton goes out and says a little something to the umpire in between batters there.
Chipping a couple of baseballs, but I don't think that was the only reason for his mission.
I think that was, I'm going to bring you these baseballs, but I want to tell you something when I bring them. So Eli Curtis steps in with runners on the corners with two outs in the inning. First pitch swinging, this is going to be a fly ball out to the outfield. Left fielder Rosnowski coming in, going to make the play for out number three. So Cordates scores no runs, and your score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. It's Brenham 1, PNG 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Brenham Cub playoff baseball action as Owen Finke steps in to lead it off here in the bottom half of the third inning. Takes a strike there on the outside part of the plate. So Finke, his first time up to bat, led off with a single, scored the Cubs' only run so far. Next pitch swinging by Finke. He's going to run the count out. One ball, two strikes on Finke.
Williams had came back with curveball, had Oli way out front.
So one ball, two strike count on Owen Finke. Next pitch swinging. This will be hit over to third base. Third baseman up with it. Throw on to first base and gets Finke by a step. So one out in the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up the bat designated hitter, Drake Binky. So Binky steps in. He flied out to left field his first time up. Hit it pretty deep first time up. Got it out to the warning track. But like we kind of talked about in the pregame a little bit, a deep, deep park here at Reckling Field here. So
if you get it by one of the outfielders, they're going to run for a while.
You're going to run a while. First pitch to Binky is taken inside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Drake Binky. One out for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs leading it 1-0. Next pitch swung on. This is hit out to right field. Hit fairly deep. Right fielder's going to drift back, and he makes the catch up against the wall for out number two. So Binky with a long fly out to right field. For out number two, going to bring up the bat pitcher Luke Hardy.
I'll tell you what, the other thing I want to mention right now is we don't want Williams to get settled in here either.
No, we kind of had him on the both innings. They had a little action. Yeah.
First two innings.
Yeah, had a little action on the bases in the first two. So far this inning, two up, two down. So Luke Hardy, first pitch is going to be taken for strike one. So the 0-1 pitch on its way to Hardy is going to be down for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Two outs here for the Cubs in the bottom half of the third inning. And that 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be in there for strike two.
Williams came off, coming back with a big breaking pitch. Broken on that outside corner.
So one ball, two strike count on Hardy. Pitch is on its way. This is going to check swing by Hardy. First base umpire says, no, he did not go around. So that'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes.
PNG faithful is one of that call, but base umpire made the right call.
So 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Hardy for strike three. So for the Cubs, they go down in order. And your score at the end of three complete innings of play, Brenham 1, PNG 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
And welcome back as we're here at Reckling Park Rice University. And just a reminder, don't miss the final UIL State Event of the Year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. So starting off the top half of the fourth inning here, as we go into action, leading it off is going to be right fielder Casey Burnham. So Cubs with a 1-0 lead after three innings of play. So Burnham will step in from the left-hand side of the plate. First pitch from Hardy squares around a bunt. This is bunted back to Hardy. He's up with it. Throws on the first base for the first out of the inning. So out number one on one pitch brings up to bat first baseman Cooper Benoit. Benoit has the only extra base hit of the night, a double back in the second inning.
First baseman, number 15, Benoit.
Fortunately, that came with two outs. Yes. So Benoit steps in. First pitch, he's swinging again, and this is swung on and missed for strike one. So Hardy a hit on Benoit. No ball, one strike, one out. Top half of the fourth inning. Next pitch is taken in there for strike two. Nice hard fastball by Hardy there for strike two.
Move quickly ahead on two.
So 0-2 pitch on its way to Benoit. It's going to be swung on. This is going to be grabbed by Mendoza behind second base. Line drive hit right behind second. Mendoza goes over and grabs it. Great play by Landry Mendoza over there for out number two. Going to bring up the bat designated hitter Lawson Gary. Tommy, great play there by Mendoza.
No doubt about it. Great jump there by Landry. Getting over quickly. To catch the line drive, swinging a base hit.
And Gary steps in from the left-hand side of the plate. First pitch swinging. This is going to be a ground ball. They're going to say he fouled it off his foot. So Hardy a hit again. No balls and one strike. Umpire's going to give a little time to Lawson Gary to walk that one off, going off the foot, chin, somewhere down there on the leg. So Gary will step back in here. Hardy's back on the rubber. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. One pitch from Hardy is going to be in there. Fastball outside corner for strike two.
So one ball, two strike count, two outs in the inning. Hardy's 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be in there for strike three. So three up, three down for the Cubs. And that's three up, three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So no runs for the Indians. Cubs coming to bat. Cubs lead it 1-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
It's playoff season and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores. Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics. Your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
All right, we're back here at Reckling Park Rice University as the Cubs are going to start it off here in the bottom half of the fourth inning with Brody Tucker leading it off. So Tucker steps in and be up high for a ball. So recapping the game so far, Tommy, just one run so far in the game. That one run came back in the first inning for the Cubs. So we're 3.5 through. Cubs leaving it 1-0. Been a well-pitched game by Luke Hardy on the mound so far. Cubs playing some great defense behind him. Going to be a good night if they keep it up tonight. So far, so good for the Cubs. 1-0. Pitch is swung on by Tucker. This is hit out to left field. Left fielder's going back. Center fielder coming over. Left fielder makes the catch for out number one as Tucker flies out to left field for out number one. And this Cub recap was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Stop in today. Try the new spicy honey butter chicken biscuits. Only at Whataburger. Kick breakfast up a notch with Whataburger's all-new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. So stepping in now for the Cubs is going to be second baseman Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza's going to take strike one there as he steps in. Mendoza's 1-for-1, had a single back in the second inning. So Mendoza with the 0-1 pitch is going to be swung on for strike two. So Mendoza down in the count, 0-2. So no ball, two strike count on Landry Mendoza. One out here. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play to the right. The Cubs on top, 1-0. Fast-paced game coming at you again. We had a couple of those this past weekend, Tommy.
I'm telling you.
So the 0-2 pitch to Mendoza is going to be swung on. This is hit out to right center field. Right fielder moving over. Going to make the play out there on the line drive. So out number two. Fly out to the right fielder by Mendoza is going to bring up the bat first baseman number 12 Braden Steele.
Okay, well, I thought it had a shot of dropping in there, but great jump on the fly ball on the line drive there by the right fielder.
Looked pretty good when it came off the bat. There was hit it out to the gap in right center field. Right fielder kind of shading that gap a little bit, so Steele steps in and he'll take the first pitch in there for strike one.
So no ball, one strike count on Braden Steele. Two outs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So that 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be down low for a ball. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So 1-1, two outs, nobody on base. So 1-1 pitch is on its way to Steele. It's going to be down for a ball. Two balls and one strike now on Braden Steele. So Steele, his first time out, popped out to the second baseman. So two ball, one strike pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Williams back on the mound for PNG. 2-2 pitch on its way to Steele. Swung on down the right field line. Fair ball. Fair ball down into the corner. Steele's going to go around first. He's hit it to second. He's going to pull up there with a stand-up double. So Braden Steele with a two-out double. Dub's looking for that two-out magic again.
I tell you what, great piece of hitting there by Braden Steele. Had a curveball on that out of play. The plate goes down that right field line.
It's a line drive down the right field line. Had to wait to see if it was fair or foul when it was going down there. It lands about 6 inches or so inside the line down right field. Made it all the way to the corner. So Hudson Hartstack steps in. So Hartstack steps in with Steele at second base. First pitch to Hartstack is taken for strike one. Hudson Hartstag reached first base back in the second inning on a hit by pitch. Williams 0-1 to Hartstag. Going to be outside for ball one. Evens the count up at one ball, one strike. Braden Steele out at second base, two outs. Hartstag with a 1-1 count. Williams got a sign. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be taken down and out for ball two. So two balls and one strike now on Hudson Hartstack. So Hartstack looking to get a base hit here, try and score Steele. 2-1 pitch is swung through and missed by Hartstack for strike two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Really came back with curveball, pushing way out front.
So 2-2 count, two outs, runner at second base. Pitch is on its way, going to be outside for ball three. So runs the count out to three balls and two strikes. So Williams looking in to get his sign. 3-2 pitch on its way. Going to be in there. Called strike three. So that'll do it for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And your score after four complete. Brenham 1, PNG 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And welcome back to Reckling Park here at Rice University as the Brenham Cubs have a 1-0 lead. We move to the top half of the fifth inning, leading it off for the PNG Indians is going to be catcher Logan Acevedo. Acevedo, a step in as the leadoff batter for the Indians here in the top half of the fifth inning. First pitch on its way from Luke Hardy. Squares around the bunt, takes it in there for strike one. So Hardy working ahead here. 0-1 count on leadoff batter Logan Acevedo. Swung on, this is hit out to left field. Rosnowski comes in, diving attempt. He's going to miss it. It'll get by. Auchinbeck's tracking it down out there in left center field, and they will hold the runner up at second base. So leadoff double by Acevedo. So PNG is in business here early in the top half of the fifth inning. They'll have a courtesy runner for the catcher here.
Number one.
Courtesy runner is number one.
Daryl Vega.
So Vega ends the courtesy run over there at second base. Going to bring up the battle center fielder, Jude Golke.
Pretty much great effort out there by Brooks Lasnowski. Just came up just a little bit short.
So Rosnowski on the diving attempt comes up just a little bit short on there. Runner now, second base, squares around the bunt. Going to be called a strike by the umpire as catcher Brody Tucker blocks the ball in front of the plate. PNG coach is asking him to appeal, but the umpire said, nope, I got a swing on this and can't appeal that one. So quickly, no balls and one strike now on Jude Gelke. So runner at second base, nobody out, top half of the fifth, Cubs leading it 1-0. So Gelke's already squared around. Hardy's pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken inside for a ball. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Gelke steps back in. Hardy's looking in to get his sign. Going to check on the runner out at second base. Gelke squared around the bunt. And he's going to bunt this one right out in front of the plate. Tucker's got it. Up, throws on to first base for the out. So one out. Sacrifice complete, though, as he moves Acevedo over to third base on the sacrifice bunt. Going to bring us back to the top of the lineup for second baseman Dylan Brown.
Number five, Dylan Brown.
So Brown will step in. One out, runner over at third base.
Come in, fill in.
So Hardy's first pitch coming. Going to be outside for a ball. Tucker snap throw down the third. Back in time as Acevedo. So one ball, no strike count on Dylan Brown. 1-0 pitch on its way. This is going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count in one ball, one strike. The Cub infield in, trying to cut the run off at the plate. So Hardy's 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit out to left field. Maurer's going back. It's going to be over his head. This is going to go all the way to the wall. This is 4-1 run. Brown is around second on his way to third. Throw not in time. So RBI triple for Dylan Brown. And now Brown off the base and tagged out over there by Owen Finke. The big, huge base running mistake by Dylan Brown. As Brown gets the triple, but is out on the tag out by Finke, who still had the ball. So huge base running mistake by PNG. But the run does score, ties up the game 1-1.
Got a little bit too excited, a little bit too fast.
It brings up the bat Mason West, and West first pitch swing, going to hit it off the end of the bat, foul down the third base side. So huge, huge play there by the Cubs to get that out over at third base. Otherwise, Tommy, you got a runner at third and one out.
Yeah, I can assure you this. PNG coach is not real happy with his lead
off. 0-1 pitch by Hardy is going to be just inside for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Mason West up the bat for the Indians. 1-1 down. So the 1-1 pitch is going to be down low for ball two. So 2-1 on Mason West.
Going back there, that's a good heads up play there by Owen Finke at third base.
So the 2-1 pitch is a comebacker to Luke Hardy. He's going to nab it, toss over to first. But the Indians do score one, and you're score at the end of 4.5. It's all tied up 1-1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to 979-277-4802, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-277-4802 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you've won a pillow in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to play. So leading it off here for the Cubs in the bottom half of the fifth inning is Brooks Rosnowski, and he steps in, and Brooks is stepping in there with a got a 3-1 count as we're giving away the Mattress Guys pillow this inning. And Rosnowski will lead it off with a base on ball. So he trots down over to first base there, brings up back to the top of the lineup for the Cubs, number four center fielder Ethan Auchinbeck. So Ethan Auchinbeck steps in. Runner over at first base, nobody out. Leadoff runner on for the Cubs. Auchinbeck's going to square around. They're going to throw over to first, though, not in time as Rosnowski is back in there. So Rosnowski steps back in. Over at first, he's got his lead. Auchinbeck squares around the bunt. He's going to put it down. It's going to be a foul ball. It's going to be a foul ball at the plate. So we got a winner on our Mattress Guys pillow giveaway. It's Rachel Church. Congratulations, Rachel, on winning the Maluk V pillow from Mattress Guys. As on the bunt attempt there, Auchinbeck fouled it off in the batter's box. The umpires are going to get together and make sure Ethan wasn't out of the batter's box when that ball hit him. So as they come together, and they will say, nope, foul ball. So congratulations again to Rachel Church on winning the Mattress Guys pillow. So nobody out here for the Cubs. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runner at first base. Auchinbeck's going to square around the bunt again. This time takes the pitch for a ball. It's going to even up the count at one ball and one strike. The game all tied up at one. Auchinbeck squares around again. This time he'll put it in play. Pitcher's going to field it, throw over to first base and get Auchinbeck, but sacrifice complete. And now they throw to second, and the ball gets away. So Rosnowski will advance over to third base. So another mistake there by the P&G Indians as the first baseman throws over to second as Rosnowski's standing on the base, and he'll advance all the way to third on the bunt by Auchinbeck.
Another huge mistake there by the Indians.
Big mistake there by the Indians. P&G coach is going to come out and have a conversation with his infield. Tommy, we've seen a couple mistakes by P&G tonight.
Yes, we have.
Cubs need to take advantage here with a runner at third base, one out. And right in the heart of your lineup here, Owen Finke with a hot bat is going to be in the batter's box when we come back. You've got to imagine he's going to want to hit something out to the outfield to get Rosnowski in from third over there. Umpire's going to break it all up out there on the mound, and be the second visit of the night out to the mound for P&G. Okay, stepping up the bat for the Cubs is going to be third baseman Owen Finke. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Had a single back in the first inning, scored the Cubs run.
Okay, and we have a pinch runner now from Brooks Rosnowski, Cooper Hody.
So Cooper Hody in the run for Brooks Rosnowski over at third base. So Finke will step in. P&G brings the infield in. One out, runner at third. First pitch is going to be down low for ball one. So Finke is here. One ball, no strike count. Runner over at third. One out. Score all tied up here. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Pitch is on its way. This pitch is in there for a strike. Evens up the count as one ball, one strike. So Cubs with a big opportunity here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runner at third, one out. Owen Finke's your batter. 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and foul tipped into the catcher. Takes the count out to 1-2. Catcher's going to walk that one off a little bit. Umpire giving him a little courtesy time out there and go talk to the pitcher for him. So Finke behind in the count, one ball, two strikes, one out in the inning. Runner over at third. Cubs looking to regain the lead here. We're all tied up at one. So Finke's 1-2 pitch was swung on and then he fouled out of play over the first base dugout. He counted one ball and two strikes.
What, Williams hung that curveball up there and Owen just couldn't quite catch up to it, fouled it off.
So 1-2 pitch on its way to Finke. This is hit to the outfield. Tagging up over at third is Hody, caught in center field, tags up, and Hody will score easily as the Cubs regain the lead 2-1 on the sacrifice fly by Owen Finke. So Finke does his job as he flies out to deep center field. Fireman's Park comment, that's probably home run.
The other thing, Steven, Williams came back with curveball again and hung it right over the middle of the plate. And it was just enough for Owen to get something on it to get it out there for the sacrifice fly.
It's a good long ball. Wasn't even a close play at the plate on the throw in. So stepping in now is Drake Binky. He flied out twice and he'll take strike one. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline. So Binky behind, no balls and two strikes. Two outs down inning for the Cubs, but the Cubs have regained the lead. Lead it 2-1 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So 0-2 pitch on its way to Binky. It's going to be outside for a ball. Moves the count to one ball, two strikes. That 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be inside for ball two. So evens up the count at two. The P&G faithful wanted that call, but just a bit inside. So 2-2 pitch coming to Binky. Can be swung on and fouled over to the P&G dugout. The Cubs with the 2-1 lead here, bottom half of the fifth inning, 2-2 count on Drake Binky. 2-2 pitch on its way, up high for ball three. So three balls and two strikes to Drake Binky. So Binky back in there, 3-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on and missed by Binky for strike three. But for the Cubs, they score one run. Regain the lead. Your score at the end of five complete. Brenham 2, P&G 1. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And welcome back to Reckling Park here, Rice University, home of the Rice Owls. It's the Brenham Cubs lead it 2-1. We start play here in the top half of the sixth inning. So leading it off for the Indians is going to be left fielder Parker Ross. Ross reached first base's last at bat on a hit by pitch. So Luke Hardy back out on the mound for the Cubs as Ross steps in here. Started off in the top half of the sixth inning. So first pitch on its way to Ross is going to be up high for a ball. One ball, no strike count. Hardy's had some pretty effective innings so far. 1-0 pitch on its way. This is going to be hit back up the middle for a base hit. So leadoff single by Parker Ross for the PNG Indians. Going to take us to third baseman Eli Curtis.
Third baseman number 3, Eli Curtis.
Interesting call here, Stephen. Are you going to take the bat out of the hand and clean up hitter and sacrifice?
That's a good question there, and I don't know what you do here. I mean, it's a tight game. Maybe you bunt here, but swinging away is going to be Curtis, and he's going to foul this one right off the umpire's mask for strike one.
I know one thing. He wasn't hesitating one bit. He was swinging all the way.
Yeah, took a big swing there. Fastball from Luke Hardy. Fouls it back off the umpire's mask. So Ross will get his lead over at first. Hardy's 0-1 pitch is on his way. It's going to be up and out for a ball. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So nobody out here. Leadoff man aboard for the Indians. So Hardy's going to come set. He'll check on his runner. 1-1 pitch on his way. Going to be check swing, no swing. Going to be up for ball two. Number 4 hitter. Number 4 hitter in the lineup for PNG. 2-1 pitch is taken for ball 3. So 3 balls and 1 strike now. So Hardy behind here to the number 4 hitter for PNG. Runner over at first base on a reached on a single. The 3-1 pitch is on the way. Swung through and missed by Curtis. Takes the count out to 3 balls and 2 strikes.
A big cut there by Curtis. Came up empty.
Big swing, just didn't get any of it. So 3-2 pitch from Hardy's on its way. This is in play. This is over to Owen Finke at third. He'll come up with it. Throw on to first base for the out. Moving over to second base on the fielder's choice will be Parker Ross. So out number 1 is Eli Curtis on the ground out. Going to take us to the right fielder, Casey Burnham.
Number 9, Casey Burnham.
So Burnham will step in. He's 0-2. He's flied out. He's grounded out to third base. And he's grounded out to the pitcher's mound. A runner over at second base, 1 out. Hardy's going to check on the runner at second. Going to come home. Going to be outside for ball 1. So 1 ball, no strike count on Burnham. If Hardy comes set, he'll check on his runner out there at second base. 1-0 pitch. Going to be in there for strike 1. Fastball outside corner. Evens up the count at 1 ball, 1 strike. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Runner at second base. 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and just foul down the third baseline.
Wow. Those are the ones that scare you.
So Burnham laid on the pitch, fouls one about a foot outside the baseline at third. So they'll track the ball down out there in left field, and we get ready to play. Luke Hardy ahead, 1-2 on Burnham. Runner at second base, 1 out. Cubs lead it 2-1. Top half of the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch from Hardy is going to be swung on, a little tapper behind the plate, foul. So Hardy still pounding the strike zone. Hadn't gone too many full counts or 3-1 counts. A lot of strikes thrown by Luke Hardy tonight.
Great point. You just saw that, Steve. Duke has always been around the plate all evening long.
So the 1-2 pitch is up and away for ball two. Takes the count out to 2-2. Okay, two ball, two strike count. Already checked on his runner. Comes home outside for ball three. So three balls, two strike count now on Casey Barnum.
You don't
want to
lose this guy either.
Hardy's run the count out full. One out, runner at second base. Barnum calls time. He'll step out of the box. Steps back in, and we're ready to go. Hardy looks in. He's got his sign from Tucker. 3-2 pitch on its way. This can be up high for ball four. So based on balls for Casey Barnum, puts him over at first base, going to bring up first baseman Cooper Benoit.
First walk?
First walk of the night issued by Hardy. He had a couple hit batters. We're going to have a little meeting out at the mound.
That's true, Spivey.
Looks like Coach Spivey is going to walk out there, try and settle down Hardy a little bit. A little meeting of the minds out there. Runners now at first and second with one out for PNG. So PNG threatening here in the top half of the sixth inning. Cubs leading it 2-1. Been a very efficient game for the Cubs. Been a little questionable on some of the plays by PNG.
Will uncharacteristic with Coach Reitman calls prior to the game that they play good defense, but a couple of defensive miscues that kept the Cubs ahead in this ballgame.
Yeah, it's kept the Cubs up. A couple of one big base running mistake they had in the last inning on get a triple and you get your runner picked off at third base. And now we're going to have a number one, I believe, is who that is out there. So we're going to have a
number one.
Attention, please. From the Indians, pinch runner at second base.
Now batting
number 15, Cooper Benoit.
So Cooper Benoit gets in. Runners at first and second. One out. So Benoit batting from the right side. First pitch. Swung on in line foul down the right side out of play.
Benoit swinging
on the first pitch. Got a fastball. Fouled it off down the right side. So Hardy's got his sign. He's going to check on the runner out of second. 0-1 pitch is going to be down low. Blocked. There's going to be a play at third. Throw down to third. And he's out at third base. So great play by Brody Tucker. Ball in the dirt, blocked and gets away just a little. Runner tries to advance to third. Thrown out by Brody Tucker for out number two. So huge play by the Cubs defense there to get out number two. On the play, Burnham advances up to second base.
So he went and took a strike, and that's exactly what Brody Tucker did.
Brody Tucker with an excellent throw to get the runner down there at third base. Two outs now, 1-1 count, 1-1 pitch on his way. This is hit out down the right side, flaring down, foul, out of play. So Luke Hardy now hit one ball, two strikes. Cubs playing outstanding defense tonight.
Making the plays when you need to make the plays.
Second runner that Brody Tucker has thrown out on the night. Benoit steps back in, one ball, two strike count, two outs, runner at second base, 1-2 pitch on it. Right in there for strike three. So P&D leads it stranded. We go to the bottom half of the sixth. Cubs lead it 2-1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
I hope so.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, we come back here to Reckling Park here, Rice University. Leading it off for the Cubs is going to be Luke Hardy, and he's going to be facing a new pitcher for PNG. And Hardy, first pitch swing, is going to ground it over to second base for out number one. So on the mound now for PNG is going to be Cooper Benoit, and this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So stepping in now is going to be catcher Brody Tucker. So Hardy was first pitch swinging on the new pitcher, Cooper Benoit, grounds out over to second base for the first out. Tucker's going to take the first pitch he sees for ball one. Second pitch is going to be in there outside corner for strike two. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Chase Metz now playing first base for PNG.
Change over at first. Tucker's going to swing. This is grounded to third. Third baseman bobbles it. He comes up with it, throws over to first in time for the out. So nice recovery over there at third base for PNG as they are able to get Tucker over at first base on out number two. So that's going to take us to second baseman Landry Mendoza. He's going to step in. Coach Wheaton's going to come talk to him a little bit, buy a little bit of time. Inning going pretty quick here for PNG. Couple pitches and two outs for new pitcher Cooper Benoit.
Second baseman, number nine, Landry Mendoza.
What PNG's plan is to get Luke Hardy back out on the mound as quick as they can. And, they want to get back up
his back. So. Mendoza steps in with two outs. Pitch on his way is going to be in there for a strike. And no ball.
Big curveball.
Yeah, big off-speed breaking pitch to start off the at-bat for Mendoza. So Benoit's got his sign. The 0-1 pitch to Mendoza is going to be inside for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 2-1. So Benoit comes set. 1-1 pitch to Mendoza. Outside for ball two. Takes the count out to two balls and one strike. So Mendoza steps back in. 2-1 count. 2-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on line, drive, base hit in the right center field. Mendoza will make the turn, and center fielder cuts it off, and he'll hold at first with a single. So Landry Mendoza with a single with two outs, going to take us to first baseman Braden Steele. Steele had a double down the right field line his last time up the bat. So Steele will step in with two outs, runner at first base.
Real patient hitting there by Landry Mendoza. Benoit came back with curveball again, real patient. Took the ball right back up the middle.
And Mendoza over at first. First pitch to Steele is going to hit him right between the numbers in the back. So we got another hit by pitch as Steele runs down to first base. Mendoza is going to trot on over to second. So running now in scoring position for the Cubs.
And I've said it before, we've seen more hit batters this year than we have in the last
five.
So brings up the bat shortstop Hudson Hartstack. Cubs looking to add an insurance run here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, lead it 2-1. So first pitch coming to Hartstack, swung on and missed for strike one. Kind of a half check swing there by Hartstack.
Pulled up by a win immediately down to the first base umpire, and no hesitation by the first base umpire at all.
So Hartstack down on the count, no balls, one strike, two outs, runners first and second. 0-1 pitch is going to be down for a ball. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Why I thought he had that pitch.
He thought he had that pitch just down just a little bit. Hartstack, a tall right-handed batter. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be outside corner for strike two.
Benoit came with curveball again. Breaking it on that outside corner.
So Benoit hit in the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners first and second.
Hudson just needs to be patient here.
So 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be a curveball inside, misses. Benoit wanted that call. Inside, two balls, two strikes.
He had the right idea. Came on the outside corner, two pitches in a row, and then came back inside, but just missed it high by Hudson.
So Hartstack back in there. Count all evened up, 2-2. Benoit skips off, checks the runner at second base. He'll get back in there easily. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. 2-2 pitch on its way to Hartstack. Going to be in there for strike three, and that's the third out of the inning for the Cubs. So your score at the end of six completing innings of play, it's Brenham 2, Port Neches Grove 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
The Brenham Cup baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball, Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
Welcome back to Reckling Park here, Rice University. As we start the top half of the seventh inning with designated hitter Lawson Gary, and he takes a strike right across the heart of the plate from Luke Hardy. Next pitch is swung on and fouled back into the net. So Luke Hardy, a hit here, one ball, two strike count. Do or die here for PNG here. We're in the top half of the seventh. Cubs lead it 2-1. So Hardy ahead, one ball, two strike, pitch on its way, swung on. This is going to be a single through the hole between first and second. So leadoff single by Lawson Gary. The PNG stays alive, going to bring up the bat catcher Logan Acevedo. Fly may have a pinch runner coming on for the PNG Indians.
Parker Mire. M-I-R-E.
What? Sounds good to me. So Acevedo is tip on with a runner over at first base. Nobody out. First pitch to Acevedo's in there for a strike.
Acevedo had a double his last up here. His bat, a great effort. My Butch lost not to, but he got by and goes in the second for a double.
So time called at the plate by Acevedo. He'll step out, try and break the rhythm of Luke Hardy. So Hardy ahead, no balls, one strike, leadoff man aboard for PNG. 0-1 is going to be swung on. This is a fly ball out to right field. Maurer's going to settle underneath it, makes the catch for out number one. So fly ball out to right field. It's going to take us to center fielder Jude Gehlke. So Gehlke a stiff in. He's had a sacrifice and a single. Kind of been a little catalyst down there at the bottom half of the lineup there for PNG. So he stiffs in with one out, runner at first base. Top half of the seventh inning, first pitch is in there for strike one from Luke Hardy. A nice hard fastball right there on the inside part of the plate.
Again, a great job by Luke keeping the ball down in the strike zone, not giving it, giving the hitters anything. Really, really great to hit.
Next pitch just misses on the outside part of the plate. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. Brenham fans wanted that call. One ball, one strike count, one out, runner over at first. 1-1 pitch from Hardy is going to be down low for a ball. Takes the count out, two balls and one strike. Cubs lead it here 2-1. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. Hardy's going to get it signed from Tucker. Going to check on the runner over at first. 2-1 pitch on his way. That's going to be in there for strike
2. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But waiting on deck is Dylan Brown, top of the lineup for PNG on deck. Number 9 hole hitter, Jude Gelfi's got a 2-2 count. 2-2's on its way. It's going to be down in the dirt for a ball blocked there by Tucker. So count now 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out here in the top half of the 7th inning. Cubs leading it 2-1. So Hardy's 3-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled out of play over to the right side. Count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So timeout call now by the batter. That'll reset himself on the 3-2. 1 out, runner over at first base. Got there on a leadoff single. Hardy 3-2 pitch on the way up high for ball 4. So 2 runners on now for PNG as they head back to the top of the lineup to Dylan Brown, the second baseman. So Brown had a triple his last at bat. We're going to have a little visit here by Coach Spivey. Going to go over some of the defense here. Kind of, what do you do here again, too? Do you bunt, try and beat it out with the speed that Brown has, or do you?
I'll tell you what, you just brought up a really, really great point. Yeah, because we've already gotten the scouting report on the leadoff hitter. Do not rule this out that we're going to watch and see where Brayden Steele and Owen Finkey are going to be playing. Don't rule it out if they wouldn't try the bunt.
Yeah, very possible here. We got to see the speed of Brown on the triple that he hit back in the fifth inning. And, unfortunately for Brown, he got a little overzealous at third and got picked off over there by Owen Finkey.
And you know what? That right now, that is huge. Very, very huge. Owen's down there playing in, so that's a very exciting. We'll see what happens.
First pitch to Brown is in there for a strike. The Hardy start in with off speed there on the first pitch. So Brown back in there. Hardy's 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled into the net on the left side. So Hardy quickly ahead. No balls and 2 strikes.
Well, he right where he wants him right now.
Hardy ahead, 0-2, 1 out, runners at first and second. Top half of the 7th inning. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is a base hit into right field. Right fielder's up with it. Here comes the throw home. Not in time. Cut off. PNG is tied up at 2 on the single by Dylan Brown. So moving over to second base is Jude Gelke. Dylan Brown over at first base with the single. But we're all tied up at 2 now. Top half of the 7th inning. Just 1 out. Runners at 1st and 2nd.
They want to know now why Dylan Brown's going to lead off.
Tell me that 0-2 pitch. Just too much of the plate on an 0-2 pitch right there. Needed to put something, try and get in the chase on that first pitch. Next pitch swinging. This is a line drive caught by Luke Hardy on the mound. He'll catch it, walk on over to second base for the double play. So Cubs out of the inning on the line drive, double play. But for PNG, they'll score 1 and tie it up, and we're all tied at 2 as we hit to the bottom half of the 7th, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Here at Reckling Park, Rice University, and Brooks Rosnowski was the batter, and he was swinging at the very first pitch he saw, and he popped out to right field for out number one as we start play. Bottom of the seventh, all tied up here. Cubs now back to the top of the lineup with Ethan Auchinbeck stepping in. So Auchinbeck steps in with one out. He'll take first pitch strike. No ball, one strike count on Ethan Auchinbeck. So Benoit on the mound for the Indians. 0-1 pitch is going to be outside for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike count to Auchinbeck. Benoit's 1-1 pitch is swung on a little nubber out in front of the plate. Catcher's out on it. He'll make the play over to first base for out number two. So two outs here for the Cubs in the bottom half of the seventh. Score all tied, 2-2. But TNG was able to get a run in the top half of the seventh to tie it up. Dipping in now for the Cubs is going to be third baseman Owen Finke.
And deep sigh of relief as that line shot back up the middle, and Luke Harding makes the catch.
So Finke steps in. First pitch to him is taken down for a ball. So one ball, no strike count, two out. Bottom half of the seventh. So looking for a little two-out rally here to get it going. So 1-0 pitch to Finke. Fastball inside corner taken for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on Owen Finke. Greg Binky waits on deck. So 2-0 pitch on his way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Count now, two balls and one strike on Finke.
And with another one, Jim Lawler waits a long time. He gets the signal and he's throwing.
Benoit's 2-1 pitch is going to be swung on and fouled down the right side. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. So two outs, we're in the bottom half of the seventh inning, score all tied. A 2-2 pitch on its way to Finke, that's going to be up and in for ball three. So Finke with the full count now. Finke steps back in. Benoit getting a sign from his catcher. 3-2 pitch on its way. Going to be taken for strike three for the third out of the inning. So we're going to extras here. Your score at the end of seven, all tied up at 2-2. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Rice University as we go into extra innings here. We go into the top half of the eighth inning, and we have a pitching change for the Cubs as Sterling Shepherd will come on to pitch for the Cubs. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613. To get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Luke Hardy goes seven innings, leaves with the score tied all at two. He'll turn it over to Sterling Shepherd here to start the top half of the eighth inning. Leading off for the PNG Indians will be Parker Ross, the left fielder. So Tommy is pitching change. Luke Hardy, a pitching game tonight. Cubs give up one there in the top half of the seventh to tie it up, but lucky they didn't score more there in that top half of that seventh inning.
Another miscue there by PMG. So
first pitch from Shepherd is going to be just outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on left fielder Parker Ross. The 1-0 pitch is swung on. This is hit out the left field fairly deep. Left fielder's going back for the Cubs. Going to make the catch out there by the warning track. So one out here for the Cubs in the top half of the eighth inning. Going to bring up the bat for the Indians. Third baseman Eli Curtis. So Rosnowski out there and left with the catch just shy of the warning track.
One of those deep spots in this ballpark.
So stepping in is Eli Curtis. Curtis is 0-for-3 on the night. He's swinging first pitch, going to hit one down the left field line. This one's going to be fair, going to be off the wall. Curtis going to second base, and he'll pull in with a stand-up double. So P&G batters wasting no time.
Pitch he really likes and drove it down that third base line.
Line drive down that left field line, bounces off the wall, thrown in quickly by Rob Thompson. They're going to bring up right fielder Casey Burnham. So Burnham 0 for 2, reached last time on a base on ball. So P&G with a runner at second base, one out, top of the eighth inning. We're all tied up at 2. So Shepherd's pitch on its way, swung on and missed by Burnham for strike 1.
Big cut there by Burnham.
Big swing by Burnham there on the fastball from Sterling Shepherd. So Shepherd looked into Tucker, got his sign. Going to check on the runner out there at second base. That 0-1 pitch is on its way, going to be a curveball down low for ball 1, evens up the count at 1-1. Shepherd on in relief of Luke Hardy. Hardy went 7 innings. So 1-1 count. 1-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and popped up. Going to be popped out of play. Going to hit the net and roll back in. Takes the count out to 1-2. So Sheffer ahead here, 1-2. Burnham, a tall left-handed batter. Sit back in. Sheffer's going to check his runner out at second. 1-2 pitch on his way. In there for strike 3. So Burnham goes down on strike for out number 2. Going to bring up the bat first. Baseman, now pitcher, Cooper Benoit. Benoit started out over at first, came on the pitch in the 6th inning. So Benoit is 1-for-3, had a double back in the 2nd. They're 2 outs now, runner at second base.
Struck out his last
first pitch to Benoit is going to be just up for a ball. Pitch didn't miss by much. 1-0 count on Benoit. So Shepherd comes set, checks on the runner. 1-0 pitch is going to be outside for ball 2. So 2-0 count on Benoit. Runner over at second is Eli Curtis. Shepherd gets a sign from Tucker. Going to check on the runner over at second. 2-0 pitch on its way to Benoit. It's going to be just up again for a ball. So 3-0 count now on Benoit. So Benoit steps back in. 3-0 count. 2 outs. We're in the top half of the 8th inning. We're tied up at 2. 3-0 pitch up high for ball 4. So Benoit reached first base on the walk. Going to bring up the bat, designated hitter Lawson Gary. Gary got it started back in the 7th inning with the leadoff single and scored the tying run. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner for Benoit.
Did pretty good.
So Lawson Gary steps in. He's a designated hitter. He's going to step in with 2 outs, runners at first and second base. Shepherd's going to check on the runner, and first pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So 1-0 count. 2 outs, runners first and second, top half of the 8th inning, tied up at 2. So Shepherd takes a deep breath, checks the runner.
1-0 pitch on its way. This is going to be up high for ball two. So Sheffer behind, two balls and no strike. So Sheffer's going to kick the rubber a little bit. Gets a sign from Tucker. Tucker's going to call time. They're going to reset it. And they're going to have a little conversation with Coach Spivey coming out. He's going to have a little chat with Sheffer out there, trying to settle him down a little bit. Throwing six balls in a row now. Tommy does need to throw a strike in here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You did have someone down in the bullpen.
Yeah, Cubs do have activity down in the bullpen. Dawson Kine down in the bullpen warming up, I believe. So mound visit over with.
I'm not totally sitting up there. Coach Spivey made that trip out to the mound. At the umpire with two fingers and two balls.
So Sheffer down 2-0. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Takes the count out, two balls and one strike. Runners first and second, two outs. All knotted up at two. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. So Sheffer's 2-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled out of play down the right side. So Sheffer back in here now. Got a 2-2 count. So two ball, two strike count.
Gary way out front on that one.
Gary is way out in front. Hit that fly ball foul down the right side. So Sheffer comes set. Gonna look at the runner in second. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike number three. And we're going to the bottom half of the eighth. All tied at two. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Kinjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
And welcome back as we start play, bottom of the eighth inning, stepping in for the Cubs, designated hitter Drake Binky. Cubs looking to get some magic here in the bottom of the eighth.
Pitch on its way to Binky is in there for a strike. Binky quickly down in the count. One ball, two strikes. But Benoit still on the mound for PNG. Next pitch swung on, fouled back into the net. Count now one ball, two strikes. So Binky, the leadoff hitter here in the bottom half of the eighth inning for the Cubs. We're all tied up at two. Swung on and missed by Binky. He'll go down on strikes for out number one to start the bottom half of the eighth. He's going to bring up the bat Luke Hardy. So Hardy sips in. He's 0 for 2 on the night. Reached back in the first inning on a base on ball. So Hardy will sip in here. One out. Bottom half of the eighth inning. All tied up at two. Pitch on its way. Going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Luke Hardy. So Benoit's 1-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 on Luke Hardy. Benoit's 1-1 pitch is going to be by the catcher for ball two. Takes the count out, two balls and one strike. So Hardy back in there, Benoit set. 2-1 pitch on his plate. It's going to be hit back up the middle. Shortstop's going to dive over there. Hardy is going to feed it out at first base. Infield single, Luke Hardy. So Hardy over at first base with a single. Going to bring up the bat catcher, Brody Tucker. So Tucker will step in with one out in the inning. Luke Hardy on base with a single. So Tucker 0 for 3 on the night. First pitch to Tucker is going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Benoit started Tucker off there with some off-speed stuff.
Kind of felt maybe Coach Hilton's butter here.
0-1 pitch, another curveball, this time taken for ball one.
Yeah, the runs in the nose are coming up next. So 2-3 for the night. They're seeing the ball really well.
So Tucker with a 1-1 count now, one out. Luke Hardy over at first base. 1-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be diving stop by the shortstop. He'll get up, and he'll flip it to second base for the fourth out on Luke Hardy. Excellent play out there at shortstop. Able to dive, get up, toss it over, and get Hardy just by half a step over there. So Brody Tucker over there at first base going to have a courtesy runner for Tucker here.
Nate Rao.
So Nate Rao in the game to courtesy run for Brody Tucker. So Landry Mendoza will step in. 2-3 on the night. Nate Rao running over at first base. First pitch to Mendoza is going to be in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count to Landry Mendoza. Two outs. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning, all tied up at two. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled over to the third base dugout. So Mendoza down in the count, no ball, two strikes. Two outs, Nate Rao over at first base running for Brody Tucker.
So Rao's got his lead. Pitcher's going to toss over. Rao back safely at first base. So Mendoza back in there. No ball, two strike count, two out. 0-2 pitch on its way. Rao on the move. Foul down the third base side. So Rao trot back over to first base. Mendoza sit back in. Benoit looks in to get his sign. 0-2 pitch coming. Rao moving again. This ball is hit deep out the center field. Center fielder stumbled at first. He's going to go back. He's going to drift under it. Makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So no runs for the Cubs. So that'll take us to the ninth inning. We're all tied at two, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And welcome back here to Reckling Park here, Rice University, as we start playing the top half of the ninth inning, all tied up at two apiece. Leading it off for Port Neches Grove is going to be catcher Logan Acevedo. So Sterling Sheffer still on the mound for the Cubs. A little bit of defensive changes. Caleb Maurer is now over in left. Luke Hardy's out in right field. So first pitch to Acevedo is taken outside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count to Acevedo, the leadoff hitter for PNG here in the top half of the ninth inning. And that 1-0 pitch is just down for ball two. Close pitch there. Takes the count out to two balls and no strike.
One thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get this, not let this batter get on base either.
So 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike to Acevedo. So Sheffer comes set, working out of the stretch. 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be outside for ball three. So three balls and one strike now on Acevedo.
I tell you, trouble with a strike here. I'm going to say Acevedo is going to be taken on tonight.
A 3-1 pitch from Sheffer swung on. This is hit out the right field. Luke Hardy's going to settle underneath it out there and makes the catch for out number one. So fly out to right field for Acevedo. For the first out of the inning, he's going to bring up the bat center fielder Jude Gilkey.
Center fielder, number 11, Jude Gilkey.
So Gilkey steps in. He is 1-for-2 on the night. Had a single, reached on a walk, and had a sacrifice bunt.
So first pitch, Gokey squares around the bunt, takes it up high for ball one. So Cub fans getting on the umpire a little bit there. That pitch pretty close there, about belt high. So the 1-0 pitch on its way. This one down the middle for strike one. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Sterling Sheffer working in relief of Luke Hardy. Tied up in the ninth inning, 2-2. 1-1 pitch on its way. That's right down the middle for strike two. So Sheffer hit 1-2.
Came with curveball and both in right on that outside corner, and Gokey just couldn't pull the trigger.
So Sheffer's 1-2 pitch on its way. Check swing. Check down at first. No swing. Evens the count at 2-2. So tried to get Gokey to chase it something down low there. Didn't quite commit all the way to it. Checked his swing. Evens up the count at 2-2. 2-2 pitch. It swung on. This is hit out to right center field. Left fielder diving attempt does not make the catch. Going to be picked up by Auschenbeck out there in center field, but Gokey's on second base with a double. So double for Jude Gelke is going to bring us back to the top of the order for PNG. Dylan Brown, the second baseman. Brown is 3-for-4 on the night. 2 singles and a triple.
Good job out there by Ethan Washington backing that up and holding Gelke at second base.
So big park here at Rice. Lots of real estate out there in the outfield. Well, Brown steps in with one out, runner at second base. We're all tied up at 2 here in the top half of the ninth inning. So Sheffer's first pitch to Brown is swung on. This is a foul ball out of play down the right field side.
Brown turned on that one quickly, too.
Brown way out in front of that pitch, hit a real high fly ball down the right side. Sheffer hit, no ball, 1-1, runner at second base, 1 out. 0-1 pitch is on its way, swung on at the curveball and missed. No balls and 2 strikes now.
What happened? Brown totally pulled way out there.
So 0-2 count on Brown. Runner at second base. Sheffer will come set. Check on his runner at second. 0-2 pitch coming to Brown. Swung on and barely got a piece of it to stay alive. Fouls it back. Count stays at 0-2. Cubs do have 1 out here in the top of the ninth. Runner at second base. So Brown back in there. Sheffer's going to look into Tucker and get his sign. Now Brown calls time, and he'll step out. So Sheffer will step off. Brown's back in. Sheffer's back on the rubber. He's got his sign from Tucker. O2 pitch coming. Swung on. This is a pop over to third base. Finke giving chase, and he's going to have room. Finke makes the catch in foul territory just up against the net for out number 2. So fly out, foul caught by Owen Finke for out number 2 is going to take us to shortstop Mason West.
Pretty much great play there by Owen Finke, a play that we needed to make. That's a big second out.
The shortstop, number 28, Mason West.
So 2 outs now in the inning for PNG. Runner still at second base. West steps in. He is 0-for-4 on the night so far. If Sheffer's got a sign, he's going to check the runner. First pitch coming to West. Swung on at the off-speed pitch and missed for strike one. So, Tommy, if Sheppard stays down there with that curveball, it looks like he's going to – that's his pitch
he
needs
he
to go.
He will be effective with this lineup of PNG, keeping that ball down.
So, Sheppard's set. You know, check on the runner in second. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be a fastball on the outside corner for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So two outs, top half of the ninth, runner at second base. 1-1 count on the batter. Sheppard's going to come set. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be just missed. So it takes the count out. Two balls and one strike. Big batter to get here is Parker, as Parker Ross is on deck. The Sheppard comes set. 2-1 pitch. Then the Sheppard's going to step off here. The runner out at second base. Sheppard's going to check on him out there. Still checking. 2-1 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a little number. Owen Finke makes the play for out number three on the line drive. So no runs for PNG. Cubs coming to bat in the bottom of the ninth. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Welcome back here to Reckling Park Rice University as Braden Steele was the leadoff batter in the bottom half of the ninth for the Cubs, and he's going to lead it off with a line drive single out to right field. So Cubs got a base runner on here. Leadoff batter aboard. Braden Steele stepped right in there, got him a fastball, hit a line drive out to right field. He's going to bring up the bat shortstop Hudson Hartsack. So Hartsack batting here with the leadoff man aboard. Going to square around the bunt. He's going to foul it back on the bunt attempt. For strike one. Cubs trying to move that runner over to second base. So Hartsack in there. The 0-1 pitch, he squares around again. This time he takes it for strike two.
So Mark Stagg behind now, no balls and two strikes. The runner over at first is Braden Steele. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning, all tied up at two. So 0-2 pitch coming to Hartstack. Big curveball is going to break in there for strike three. So Hartstack goes down on strikes. We're out number one.
Just totally froze Hudson with that curveball.
Froze Hartstack on that. And looks like we're going to have a pinch batter here for the Cubs. Evan Curtis is going to step up and pinch hit for the Cubs here. So Curtis will be pinch hitting for Brooks Rosnowski. Curtis, right-handed batter, they'll throw over to first base, not in time, as Steele's back in there. Runner over at first for the Cubs, one out in the inning. Evan Curtis up to bat, pinch hitting. First pitch swing, he's going to hit a fly ball out to right field. Right fielder's going to drift back. He's going to make the, he missed it. It's over his head.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the runner to third. They'll hold him at third. So the right fielder just whipped at the fly ball by Curtis. Curtis will pull in the second base. Moving over to third is Braden Steele. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup now.
Holy
cow. So huge, huge miscue by the right fielder. He settled underneath it and just whipped at the ball. Major mistake by PNG here in the bottom of the ninth. Gonna have a mound visit now, try and settle everybody down out there for PNG, but what a huge mistake out there in right field by the right fielder for PNG. So Curtis will be over at second base. Braden Steele's over at third. When we get set everything back up, Ethan Auschenbeck will be at the plate here. Coach Wheaton, Coach Dozewalk, Coach Bobby talking strategy over there. The umpire's going to break up the mound visit.
What did you call it?
You almost got to give him a double on it because he just whipped at it. But, it's just a mental mistake out there.
I'm telling you, we see a little bit of everything you see.
So we got a pinch runner over at third for Braden Steele. That's going to be, looks like Blue Finnega over there pinch running.
That is Blue Finnega.
So Blue Sinega is going to pinch run over at third base. PNG is going to bring the infield in with runners at second and third. There's one out in the inning. Ethan Auschenbeck up to bat.
All we need is a fly ball now.
As Benoit comes set. First pitch to Auschenbeck is going to be inside for a ball. So one ball, no strike. Probably the hottest hitter for the Cubs on deck in Owen Finke. So Auschenbeck with a chance to win it here in the bottom of the ninth. We're all tied at two. Runners second and third, one out. 1-0 pitch to Auschenbeck. Going to be outside for ball two. So Auschenbeck ahead, two balls, no strikes. Runners second and third, one out. So Benoit comes set. 2-0 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck. It's going to be in there for a strike. Auschenbeck taking all the way there. Takes the count out, two balls and one strike.
I was wondering what he was going to be doing there. Not in place on a pitch, but taking it all away.
So 2-1 count. 2-1 pitch on its way. Going to be by the catcher. Here comes Sinega from third. Ball game. Cubs winning on a pass ball.
Sonega scores from third. Cubs win it 3-2 in extra innings. Took 9 innings, but they finally get it done. Huge win for the Cubs there on the pass ball. So game one goes to the Brenham Cubs in extra innings, and we'll be back after a break with post-game action.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
And welcome back to Reckling Park here at Rice University. Exciting, exciting game one of this series for you. Brenham Cubs pull it off 3-2 on a pass ball in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So huge victory for the Cubs here to take game one from PNG. Tommy, we had an exciting game there all the way through all night long.
I tell you what, there's no doubt about it. We saw a little bit of everything in this ball game this season. And early on in the ball game, it was miscues by Port Nature's Grove that, you know, got the Brenham Cubs the lead. The Cubs taking advantage of miscues whenever it was presented to them. And here we are in the ninth inning. Who would have ever thought this is going to be a routine fly ball for out number two, and it gets by the right fielder, and we get a runner on third base, and we get a pinch runner on there. Anything can happen with one off.
Well, I tell you what, anything can happen at any time, and a routine fly ball out there to right field. Right fielder looked like he had it. Just couldn't make the play out there. A tough, tough loss for PNG on the night, but a huge victory for the Brenham Cubs here in game one. Just looking at the scoreboard out there, PNG had 10 hits on the night, but the big number on the scoreboard for PNG was 3 errors on the night. Cubs just 6 hits on the night, but it doesn't matter at the end of the night. 3 runs on the board for Brenham, 2 on the board for PNG. So huge, huge game one victory there by the Cubs. And what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at Wingstop.com.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back as we're here, still here at Reckling Park, enjoying a game one victory for the Brenham Cubs tonight. Huge victory gained by the Cubs tonight. And we got Coach Wheaton. He's headed up here. He's going to give us a few words here as we wrap up our post game here shortly, but Coach Wheaton on his way up to the press box for us, going to give us a few words of wisdom of what he thought about the game tonight. So we'll get him up here just shortly, but what a victory tonight for the Brenham Cubs. It's a huge victory tonight for the Brenham Cubs as they get game number one here. Always great to get that first victory. Ensures that we're going to be playing two for sure. Hopefully Cubs can wrap it all up tomorrow night. And we are going to be joined by Coach Wheaton here shortly. We just got to let him in up here in this nice press box that we got up here. And once they get up here, he's got a couple of, I think he's got one or two players coming with him. But great victory tonight for the Cubs. And joined now by Coach Wheaton, and we got Mr. Sheffer in here to finish the game there. Or so, which one of y'all want to go first? We're on the phone tonight, so which one of y'all? All right, come on, Sterling, come on up here. Tell us what you thought about it when you came in there after relieving Luke Hardy there.
I was like really jacked up because like I've never done it before, and I was like jacked up, ready to go, just pumping in those strikes, like get weak contact, get out.
So I thought you did a good job. Ran into a little bit of trouble there, but able to get out of the trouble that happened there. Did a great job coming in relief, high pressure situation. You're all tied up in extra innings. Don't play very many extra inning games. So great job of pitching. Way to get out of that. Great victory for y'all tonight.
Yes, sir.
Momentum. Hopefully, will carry that the rest of the way for y'all. All right. Thank you, Sterling. Appreciate you being here. Now I got Coach Wheaton coming in here, Coach. Man, great game.
Yeah, Tommy just said it. I think we saw a little bit of everything in that one for sure.
So I'm gonna go to first inning first. Y'all did what you did in the first round of playoffs. Got on the board first, kind of put a little bit of pressure on those guys, and kind of took it to them right in the first inning. They didn't answer back for a while. So kind of give us how the first part of the game went, and then we'll get into how it ended up there.
The story of the game was just taking care of the baseball. All the pitchers did a great job. Welcome to round two. Welcome to playoff baseball. The stakes are raised, and you know, that showed up in our favor tonight. But just credit to all our guys, especially Sterling coming in. Huge innings by him, making huge pitches with runners in scoring position, throwing his changeup at will. You know, as clutch can be by Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, I thought he did an outstanding job. Luke Hardy did a good job in that seventh inning when he caught the line drive there.
Yeah.
Got the double play. Huge out there to get out of that seventh inning with no harm done in that inning. Now we're going to go – let's go to the ninth. So ninth inning, Brayden Steele gets on with a single over there. You pinch hit. They hit a ball out to right field. Right fielder misses it. All of a sudden, man, you're in a game, second and third, one out.
Yeah.
And pinch run over there and
get a little more speed.
Get a little more speed over there with Blue and then get a pass ball and it ends the game. So exciting way to end it. But kind of tell us how you felt when that happened.
Yeah, you know, it was just on my radar to get a little more speed. Not that Steele is slow by any means, but, you know, Blue's a little more quick twitch. And it turned out it probably was a play that wins the game. He does a great job, gets a great jump, and slides in home there. Not the way I saw it go down. You know, I was anticipating something deep in the outfield or shallow in the outfield, and there was going to be a play at the plate. But we'll take him out. We can get him right now.
Especially in this round of the playoffs, you know, when you start getting deeper in the playoffs, you'll take that win any way you can get it. It's a great, great victory tonight for y'all.
Absolutely.
So we got Luke Hardy sitting back here, too. Luke was starting pitcher, goes all seven innings tonight, gets relieved by Sterling Shepard. Luke, how'd you feel out there?
I felt pretty good. You know, at the beginning of the game, I was adjusting to the mound. It was a little different than what I'm used to, but, you know, I settled in, and, yeah, my defense played great, so picked me up a lot of it, most innings.
I did forget to mention that with Coach Wheaton. The defense behind you was exceptionally good tonight. Did a great job. Big, huge pickoff play at third base after the guy gets the triple over there and you get him sleeping over there at third base on the out. So when you got into, tell us about the seventh inning when you got the comebacker. What were you thinking?
It was hit pretty hard and it was hit right at me. I just wanted to block it up and luckily it fell in my, like, kind of just like balled up and it was in my glove. And then I saw the runner was off the second and I just ran a second. Just made it safe, take it safe.
Well, great job, man. Great job pitching. We enjoyed it. Go enjoy the victory. Thank you so much for coming up here. We appreciate you stopping by. So that was Coach Wheaton, Luke Hardy, and Sterling Shepherd. And what we'll do is we're going to be back after this break with the star of the game after a word from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And welcome back to Reckling Park here at Rice University as we wrap up our post game with the John Breeden Star of the Game. And this Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Tommy, we had a little tough time going through the lineup of who to pick for the Star of the Game, but I think we both settled in on one player, and that player was Braden Steele.
Hey, no doubt about it. You know, we came up, and, you know, earlier in the ball game, Braden had gotten a big double down that right field line. And here, Ben Wyatt done a pretty good job of pitching in relief all evening long. And here he throws a breaking pitch to Braden Steele, you know, drives that ball with one out, drives the ball to right field. We get a runner, and then all of a sudden somebody comes up, and they misjudge a fly ball. Braden ends up on third base. And, of course, Coach Wheaton talked about putting Blue Sinega in there, just giving us – and Braden has great speed, but Blue's got just a little bit of an edge on him. And we were hoping, as Coach Wheaton had said, to get a fly ball to the outfield or something with a little bit more speed there. But just outstanding hitting and good defense by Braden Steele, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
So Braden Steele, the John Breeden Star of the Game, he was responsible for end up being the winning run tonight for the Cubs as they win it here in nine innings. Took nine innings to get it done, but the Cubs win it 3-2. Once again, our final score here from Reckling Park here at Rice University is the Brenham Cubs 3, the Port Neches Grove Indians 2, and we'll see everyone back here again tomorrow for game number 2, and that's a wrap for Stephen and Tommy, and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
The Brenham Children's Chorus invites you to join them for bright lights and musical delights at Broadway Dreams, Saturday, May 16th at 2 p.m. Come hear these talented young artists as they perform some of your favorite show tunes from Broadway at the Dr. W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center at Blinn College. For tickets, contact the chorus office at 979-400-4204 or visit BrenhamChildrensChorus.com. Get ready for jazz hands and all your musical favorites at Broadway Dreams. Saturday, May 16th.
Play ball!
All right, Grayson here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Again, the Brenham Cubs won against PNV 3-2. We're so proud of them. And, of course, tonight's game is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coach's Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphics, Simpson State Bank, Glenn College, H&B and Brenham, Smackers Guys, Walsh Construction, Apple Ford, Tillman Construction, Wingstop and Brenham, Kendra Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Wilski Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Silas Trader, Woodman Life, Yaman and Associates, J.J. Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Trader Contracting, Bluebell Creamery, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham Quality Meat Market, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tigler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, EDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, and finally, Bluebell Aquatic Center. Again, good job to the Burn Cubs. This is Grayson on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Make sure you stay tuned for tomorrow's upcoming game for the Burnham Cubs and the Burton Panthers, because we will be covering them, of course. And this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.
All your classic country favorites from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Welcome to the legend.
KWHI AM 1280 and K269 GU FM 101.7 Brenham.